God's word to you and me is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Listen to the word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. And without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. May God's blessing be on the reading of his word. According to Cambridge Dictionary, light is the brightness that allows you to see. It's that which illuminates the world, enables you to comprehend what's around you and see objects and be able to find your way in the world. Light is fast. It travels at 186,282 miles an hour. The Earth is 98 million miles from the sun, but it only takes 8 minutes for it to go from the sun to reach us. Without light, life on Earth is not possible. It makes it so that plants can grow, so that animals can thrive, so that we can thrive. Without light, humans tend to sink into a pretty good depression. I used to get depressed when I lived in Pittsburgh every time winter set in. I'm like, here we go again. Light produced by humans has been used to warn ships from crashing into the coast to prevent disaster. All the lighthouses around here in Lewis to prevent people from drowning, from people from losing their wealth. From accidents on the coast. Light has been used to mark where there's a safe harbor when you're out at sea and you need to find your way home. Lights in the harbor help you to find it. In the modern world, it's marked out for airplanes where they can safely land in the night sky as they're flying overhead and they need to find a place where they can land. The lights point the way. Light's been used as signals in the ancient world to warn that enemy armies are coming to your city to destroy it. And so they'd have light signals that would light and warn everybody that it's time to get ready. In our day, light does simple things, maybe not too simple, but can cure jaundice in babies. You ever had a baby that has jaundice? Really weird stuff now. They even put a little jacket around them that has light to take care of that jaundice. Ultraviolet light is used to kill bacteria and some even viruses. And so light is essential to our life. It provides everything that we need to live. And so it's no big surprise to any of us that the very first command of God in Genesis 1, you know what it was, don't you? Let there be light. Before animals, before plants, before human beings, before separating the sky above from the earth below, the very first thing God says is, there shall be light. Because he knew we couldn't live without it. In John 1, the apostle describes a world that is covered in darkness once again. Not a physical darkness like at creation, but a spiritual darkness. A world that isn't able to comprehend the Creator God. And because of this darkness, we're unable to see the spiritual truths that the Lord has given us. And into this spiritual night, the spiritual light of God entered into the world in the person of Jesus Christ. That's what our scripture's about. The light enters the darkness. When he arrived at Bethlehem, he was a light shining in the darkness. And the nature of the light that he brought was spiritual. Before Christ, Scripture says that we were dead in our sins. We're unresponsive to God and separated from God by our sin and rebellion. And when we accepted Jesus, the light of the world, our spirits came alive to God. And his Holy Spirit took up residence inside of us. There's also this. In Christ, we're given eternal life. And when this physical life is over, our spirits will continue on in an eternity with the Lord. This dark world of death is not the end. Listen to Ephesians 2, 4, and 5. Because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions. We're in that spiritual darkness. He made us alive, and it is by grace that you've been saved. At Christmas time, we remember that the light of Jesus Christ came into the darkness. I love it. I love seeing my neighbors across the street, they go crazy. They have lights on top of their roof, down the sides. They're just nuts. I'm not brave enough to do that anymore. I'm afraid I'll fall and break my neck or something. But I love that the young men across the street climb up on their roof and do that. And I love that there's nativity scenes all over my neighborhood that reminds me of the light of Jesus Christ. And like John the Baptist, you and I who know the Lord, we testify to the light. We point people to Jesus, who's the light of the world. We worship in church. By our very being here on Sunday morning and this evening, we're a testimony that Jesus Christ is still very much the center of the world and the center of our life and important to us. We set up nativity scenes with the baby Jesus. We have a crazy Christmas pageant. You all missed out on live goats and camel suits and everything. Not as exciting as 5 o'clock. But we do all that. It's fun. But we do all that, these kinds of things to remember that Jesus came to earth 2,000 years ago. God in the flesh. We have that star on top of our tree, the Bethlehem star, to remind us that God used light to point the ancient world to Jesus Christ. We remember the angel's proclamation of Jesus. And as we walk with Jesus, his Holy Spirit lives within us. And what that Holy Spirit does is it reflects the light of Christ to the world around us. I love the way Paul puts it. He says, we have these treasures and jars of clay. And it's an allusion to the old oil lamps that they used to have, which looked like a little clay jar, and they'd light it inside. And that treasure is that light, which is the Holy Spirit that lives inside us when we know Jesus. And at the end of our service tonight, we're going to light candles from the Christ candle, I loved how the Swains, that you know, the leader of this whole thing was a teacher, because they were all coordinated and weaving in and out, and that was just beautiful. That was also a dancer too, so I know what was going on here. Yeah, but we're going to take a light from the Christ candle, and each one of us are going to light our own candle as a sign that Christ's light has come into the world to us personally, but also that we're going to reflect the light of Jesus to the darkness around us. That we reflect the light of Christ as his Spirit lives in us, as we honor Christ in our own lives. We're reflectors of the light. This is our calling as Christians, as people who are followers of Jesus, is to reflect the light of Christ into the spiritual darkness. And, you know, my word, the spiritual darkness that's present in our world today seems as dark as ever. People are so lost. And this is why it's so important that we that we do this, so that people can come out of the darkness and into the light. Our calling is the same as John the Baptist. He wasn't the light himself, but he pointed people to Jesus, who is the light of the world. Let's pray. Lord God, I pray that each one of us would consider how you want to be our light, that you want to be the center of our life. Lord, some of us know you, some of us don't. Some of us walk in the light, some of us are in darkness. And Lord, I pray that you draw us to you, that we'd experience the joy of knowing you as Lord and Savior, of walking in the light of Christ and of the kingdom of heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.